Test 7.
Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D.
Number 1.
Who was on the phone?
Helen. They have a dinner invitation and she asked if she can bring the kids off tonight.
Fantastic. I've missed them so much.
Now don't get excited. No more hide and seek around the house or pillow fights. I know you love your grandkids, but these kinds of games can be exhausting for a 70-year-old. Just tuck them in with some nice bedtime stories.
What is the woman worried about? Number 2.
Brian, do you think you can take the kids to baseball practice tomorrow?
Julia, you know that Saturday morning I spend on my Corvette. I'll never finish remodeling it if you keep asking me to do things.
I know, but there's a big presentation at work on Monday, so Mike and I are dropping by the office on Saturday morning to rehearse and make sure that everything runs like clockwork.
What is the woman asking the man to do? Number 3.
Hey, I've never seen you ride the bus to school. What happened?
My car broke down. For a third time. I took it to the mechanic and it'll be ready tomorrow.
Is it the same problem you were telling me about?
Yeah, something with the ignition. I had to have it towed to the garage.
Maybe you should consider a change. There are some great deals at Jasper Motors on Cantella Avenue.
Yeah, I've thought about it. Maybe I should.
What is the woman thinking about? Number 4.
Did you lock the shop door?
Of course I did.
Top and bottom?
No, that's a good question.
What is the woman implying?
Number 5.
Did you have to work overtime again this week, Darren?
I sure did, and I know I won't get paid for that. Nobody's going to appreciate what I do for this company.
I think it's terrible the way they treat you.
That's just the way it is.
How does the man feel?
Number 6.
Do you want me to pop your dinner in the oven?
Well, I had a huge lunch and I really haven't digested that yet.
You'll have to eat something before bed. Why don't I make you a salad?
If it's no trouble.
What does the man want?
Number 7.
I'm sorry, but that just doesn't sit comfortably with me.
Just hear me out and you may change your mind.
Not in a million years.
What can be concluded about the man?
Number 8.
This reorganization is a terrible headache.
I just wish the director would make up her mind about what she wants.
I know, right? Every time I implement a decision, a new one comes down the pipeline.
What do the speakers agree on about the director?
Number 9.
Number 9.
I've been having headaches lately and sometimes my vision is blurred. I wonder what's causing it.
Have you by any chance been using your computer more in the last few months?
Actually, I have. I've been working on my thesis. I want to finish it by April.
I just saw a video online about computer-related injuries that are becoming more and more frequent. Apparently, constantly focusing on the screen can cause eye fatigue. They suggest that frequently looking away from it and focusing on faraway objects.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 10.
Do you want to go see this movie tonight?
I've just started the book it's based on. I don't want to spoil the ending.
Will you be done by next weekend?
Oh, sure. I'm a fast reader.
What do we learn about the woman?
Number 11.
I don't care if I finish last, as long as I finish.
At least you can say you've done it.
I want you to be cheering me on at the finish line.
What is a man going to do?
Number 12.
Can you believe what they're going to do to that park downtown?
I thought they weren't going to make any decision till September.
Well, they voted yesterday to sell it to a property developer.
No way. That's the last piece of open space in the area.
How do the speakers feel?
Number 13.
Hello, Brian. Come in. How can I help you?
I was wondering if I could have a quick chat about the report I'm preparing.
Of course. Is there some kind of problem?
Nothing fundamental. I just don't feel it will be totally ready by the deadline.
What is Brian implying?
Number 14.
We're thinking of getting a new section manager.
Is Jane no longer up to the job?
She starts maternity leave next month.
Could you put in a good word for me?
What do we learn about the female speaker?
Number 15. How long does it take you to get home at night?
An hour or under if the traffic's light.
Not like last night, then.
Wasn't it horrendous?
What probably happened to the man last night?
Number 16.
I can't wait for the holidays. I've even done some shopping. You know, presents I found at a bargain.
Me too. That's all I think about when I see the advertisements.
I don't know about you, but I've hardly noticed the ads.
But I thought you told me that you had already done some shopping too. You were the one that told me about the sales at Kids and Toys, right?
She was. She told me too. But what is that supposed to mean?
That ads are actually doing what they're supposed to do.
I hadn't thought of it this way.
What is the man implying?
Number 17. Are you ready to order?
For quite some time now. We've already finished our aperitifs.
Sorry to have kept you waiting, but we have an extensive menu and most customers need some time to go through it.
We are regulars here. We're familiar with the menu. I'll have the wild Pacific rockfish and he's having a cobb salad with bay shrimp.
I'm sorry, but the chef just informed me that we're all out of rockfish.
Okay, then. I'll have the swordfish. Why were they ready to order so fast? Number 18.
What kind of manager was Lee when she worked at your company?
She liked to get involved in the everyday running of the office. Sometimes a bit too much, if you know what I mean.
I certainly do. She hasn't changed a bit.
What is Lee like as a manager? Number 19.
Excuse me, could you tell me where Dr. Silva's lecture will be held?
Unfortunately, Dr. Silva's flight was canceled and it won't be happening today. You'll find a notice about the new date and time on the university homepage.
I'll check the website then. Thank you.
What does the man say about the lecture? Number 20.
I have to get a new computer. Mine's become too slow. I'm going to this big electronics shop on Saturday.
I think you should go online first. Do some market research before you commit to a purchase.
I'd prefer to go to a store. I can try them out and make an informed decision.
What does the woman want to do? End of part 1.